So Ruth, you come up please.
Good morning, church. It's good to see you all here. First of all, I'd like to share what the Lord told me. Jesus is coming soon. The Lord is coming soon. So we've got to prepare for his coming. He's coming back for our spotless bride. No one knows the day or the hour, but we have to be ready. Also, I did share this before. The Lord told me to tell his people. He said, I have come with my light, but no one has opened the door for me. There's only a little light left. That's what the Lord Jesus said. So he's the light of the world. And I believe he's talking about his word. We got to submit to the word of God. And the word will cleanse us and purify us. And he said, if you love me, you will obey my word. And God is love. And so the Lord is coming back. We don't know the day or the hour. But I know, I believe he's coming back in my lifetime. Because the hint that he gave me was, if the flood wasn't coming in Noah's lifetime, I wouldn't be telling him to build the ark. That was the word of God that came to me. The flood was coming in his lifetime. So I told him to build the ark. So we all have to be ready for the coming of the Lord. Yeah, that's what I want to share. Tell you this morning that the Lord is coming back. Okay, we'll sing some song. Yeah, thank you. Yes, you are the great I am. Lord God Almighty, we praise you and we love you. The universe speaks of you, Father. Everything is held together by your word. We exalt you in this place today. We give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. And we welcome you, Holy Spirit. Have your way today. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, I'm going to share about the fear of the Lord. We fear the Lord because there's none like him. We reverence the Lord because he's holy. He's the eternal, mighty God. And the scripture in Isaiah prophesied about the coming of the Lord Jesus. And he said unto us, a son is born. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Eternal Father, Everlasting Father. He's talking about the Lord Jesus. Can I have that scripture, please? And we see here, it says, a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. The Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, and of mind, and the Spirit of the knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Here we see the seven spirits of God. It's talking about the Lord Jesus. And the Bible says that the Lord Jesus took delight in the fear of God. Now think about it. Jesus himself is God. He came as the Son of God. But while he was on earth, he feared the Father. He's an example for us. We must reverence the fear of God, reverence his word, be obedient to the word of God, because the Lord Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey my word. God is love, and it's a love walk. For every one of us, we were created by love. We've been born of his DNA, love, the seed word of God. And they will know us by the fruit. And Jesus said, and that's next scripture. Thank you. Yeah. And Jesus said, because I love the Father, I only do what my Father tells me to do. He never, never said anything that the Father gave him. In total submission to the word of God, to the Father. Always led by the Spirit of God. And here we see in Deuteronomy 31, 12 to 13, it says, assemble the people, men and women and children, and the foreigners residing in your tents, so that they can listen and learn to fear the Lord your God and follow carefully all the words of his law. Even today, we are here living in the last days. We must totally submit to the word of God because the word will set you free. But, you know, Jesus said an example, you know. He doesn't do anything without the Father telling him to do. He only do what the Father tells him. And that's what we need to do too, every day. those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. And we show the Father that we love him by obeying his word. And it's for our own good, because it will set you free. The word of God will set you free if you obey it. You can live a life on this earth totally free, that the world doesn't have a hold on you, because the word of God is powerful. The word of God is Jesus himself, and it's full of the Spirit of God, full of the power of God. Think about that, the eternal power that holds the universe together. That's the word we're talking about, the Spirit of God. We have access to that. We can go boldly to the throne of grace and ask the Father whatever we need. He will hear us and he will hear answer our prayer if we go to him according to his will. And in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 6, it says, through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. Through the fear of the Lord, evil is avoided. When you fear God, you will avoid sin. And you come to know the Lord through his word. That's the only way that I know. You read the Bible and you get to know him. And the more you get to know him, you will start to reverence him and fear him. Because he's so powerful. He's so holy. He is life himself. And he's our creator. He created us. He gives us life. And he cares for us every day. God is such a loving God. He's very powerful. And sometimes we take it for granted. You know, we know that he is love. But he's so holy. Our life is in his hands. And God is coming back. The Lord is coming back very soon. He's coming back for a spotless bride. So we all have to check our lives, read the word, and if our lives doesn't line up with the word of God today, we got to obey the word of God, because we show him that we love him. He's such a wonderful Father. I mean, every day, look at his creation. God is so good. He's merciful and loving and faithful. And at the same time, he's so powerful. But the more you get to know him, you will have that holy reverence and respect and fear of him. And sin will have no part in your life. The more you get to know him and get into the word of God. That's why God said to Joshua, Joshua chapter 1, thank you. The Lord said to Joshua, be strong and be very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. God show us the way here. You can be successful in everything you do. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added to you. He's such a loving Father that he wants all his children to be blessed. And not only that, so that you can grow from glory to glory, and you can rule and you reign. Because we are priest and king, and he's given us authority to rule and to reign. The word of God is very powerful. It will totally, totally set you free. I've seen that in my own life. And the more I get to know the Lord, the fear of God. I get the fear of God. I'm watching everything that I do, you know, because he did chastise me. And it's not a good thing. I stepped out of line one day and the Lord chastised me. Oh, I was trembling with fear, reverence, you know, because I know that my life is in his hand. You know, he's got the power to send me to hell or heaven. Yeah, so this was when while I was living in Kent, I did something and the Lord chastised me. And praise God that he chastised his children because he loves us, you know. And it's a journey we all take. God is such a merciful God. He's a loving God and he loves us all. And he wants all of us to be with him for eternity. I mean, he has given us life. He's given us eternal life. And he wants us to be with him and just love him for who he is. God is so good. And when I see this scripture about the Lord Jesus fearing the Father, think about that. He took delight. He took delight in fearing the Father. I mean, in John chapter 1, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So Jesus is the Word of God, is God himself. while he was here, he feared the Father. So we got to really check our hearts, whether we fear him or not. If we don't, there's something wrong. It's a warning sign. You get to ask the Lord to give you a fear. I pray that, Lord, give me a reverence and fear of you. You know, because sometimes we forget, we do things, and then we realize that we've done a mistake. So ask the Lord to give you that reverence and the fear of him. He will show you things that, wow, it's just going to blow your mind. You know, because he's so powerful. He's so powerful. I'll give you an example. Like one time, the Lord showed me this fire. And, you know, the dust storm, when it comes from the, you know, you see the storm coming. Well, this is fire. The fire was coming. And nothing was in the way of the fire. And I looked and I said, oh, that's my God. It's a consuming fire. And the fire was a wall of fire, very high. And it kept coming, and it kept coming. And then it right to where I was. And I couldn't do anything. So I said, Lord, I commit my spirit to you. And the Lord took me supernaturally up where the fire was. And I was walking on top of the fire. And it was a moment. I had to watch everything I think in my mind or in my heart, because I was in his holy presence, and I thought, I don't want to sin in here. I had to really watch myself, because I didn't know how deep the fire was. Like when you're on top of the water, out in the ocean, you don't know how deep it is. It was like that. It was scary, but it was a holy moment. And I believe the Lord was showing me that, because I'm holy, you got to reverence and walk in holiness and submit to my word. It was a very, very scary moment. And the next minute, you know, I was back to normal. And I thought, wow, God is so holy. And he's a loving Father. And he loves us all. He wants the best for all of us, you know. And it's a love walk. We are blessed because he has brought us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of God. And so the Lord Jesus is a great example for us. Proverbs 10:27. The next four scriptures are Proverbs. The fear of the Lord adds length to life, but the ears of the wicked are cut short. 14. Whoever fears the Lord has a secure fortress, and for their children it will be a refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, turning a person from the snares of death. 16 and 19. Whoever fears the Lord has a secure fortress, and for their children it will be refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, turning a person from the snares of death. When you fear the Lord, you will turn away from sin. You'll do your very best not to sin against God. Because we know that sin brings death. The wages of sin is death. And it's good, it's healthy to fear the Lord. Okay? 16 verse 6. Thank you. Through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. Through the fear of the Lord, evil is avoided. Proverbs 19:23. The fear of the Lord leads to life. Then one rests content, untouched by trouble. Yeah, so that's the fear of the Lord I was going to share this morning. It's very healthy to fear the Lord, and you can ask him to give you reverence and a fear of him. He will teach us his word and lead us and guide us into all the truth, because he's so powerful. I mean, you look at his creations. All his creation speaks of the revelation of God. And if Jesus fears the Father while he was here on earth, who are we? Think about that. Who are we not fearing God? Because the Lord is definitely coming back. He's coming back, church. So we all have to be ready. Check our lives with the word of God, that it lines up with the word of God. He will come like a thief in the night. So we have to be ready every day. If you fall short of sin or anything, confess, ask God to forgive you, repent straight away. Do not go to bed not repenting. Don't hold things in your heart. You got to forgive people. You forgive people, and he will set you free, and you will be ready for the coming of the Lord. Because we see that Jesus, I was thinking about the Lord Jesus. You know, he's Lord, God Almighty, the creator of the universe. The Bible says that in the book of Hebrews, he created everything. And the whole universe is held together by the word of God. That's how powerful he is. And when he came here as a man, he lived on earth. He feared the Father. We just read in the book of Isaiah, the seven spirits of God. He was operating in that. The book of Revelation talks about the seven spirits of God, and Jesus was operating on that, and yet he took delight in fearing the Father. So I want all of us to think about that, and we all have to be ready for his coming. He's a loving God, and it's by the grace of God and by the mercy of God that we are here today. You know? And before you were all born, God knew each and every one of us. It's not an accident that we are here today. This is divine appointment. God made this day so we can come and learn about the fear of the Lord. And I've never had people talk about the Lord Jesus, that he took fear in fearing the Father because he loved the Father. He respected him. Think about that. Pause for that. Think about that. You can read it when you get home. And so when I read that, I said, wow, you know, who am I? You know, I got to totally submit to the word of God because I love the Father. And I know you all do. That's why we're all here today. We all love the Lord very much because he's such a loving, loving Father. Every day he gives us life, air to breathe, water to drink, food to eat, clothes to wear. You know, he looks after us. He takes care of us. God is a loving God. We are blessed that he has saved all of us for such a time as this. But then we got other people that Phyllis was saying, we got to encourage them in the Lord too. You know, because there's our brothers and sisters out there too. And we just got to make sure that we obey the word of God because we love him. God is love. And it's an exciting walk, church. It's an exciting walk when you walk in the will of God. Words cannot describe it, that the world cannot give you. Only you will experience that when you fear the Lord and walk with him. It will take you on a journey that it is going to blow you away. And as you grow from glory to glory, you keep walking with him. And we're going to be with him for eternity. Think about that. For eternity. So we better start cleaning our act together now while we're here. Because of his grace and mercy and his love that has brought us all here today. And I just want to encourage us, continue with your walk in the Lord. And he's a loving Father. He's a merciful Father. He will forgive you once you confess your sins. Because the wages of sin is death. So we don't want to go there. You know? He's already given us eternal life. So we show him we love him. We love him by obeying his word. And the fruit of the Spirit, we'll walk in the fruit of the Spirit, and the world will know that we are his sons and daughters, because he's a good, good God. And there's no one else like him. Yeah. And so when Philip asked the Lord, Jesus said, Lord, show us the Father. Jesus said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He's the Almighty God. The Bible says that in Isaiah and in Hebrews chapter 1. And in John, there's so many scriptures about the Lord Jesus, you know, before he came on this earth. When I first found out in Hebrew that he's the creator, I didn't know that before. He's the creator of everything that we see, and everything's held together by him. I didn't know that. But as I read the word, I'm gradually getting to know him, and you all will do too. And I think one thing we need to do is to prioritize our life, put the word of God first place in our lives, and seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added to you. And I mean, when you look at it, he's the God that runs the whole universe. You can commit your life to him and walk with him, and he will never leave you. He'll never forsake you because he loves us all, and he's coming back. The Lord is coming back, I believe, in my lifetime. I don't know the day or the hour, But he keeps telling me he's coming back. So we all have to be ready for his coming and have that reverence and fear of him and abide in his word and obey his word, because that's the love we show him. Thank you. That's all. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word, that your word is light unto our faith. We thank you, Father, for circumcising our hearts and our ears. Lord, give us eyes to see and ears to hear the times and the seasons that we're living in. You are coming back very soon, and you're coming back for a spotless bride. And today, Father, we're here listening to your word. Help us. Help us to submit to your word. Help us to do your will. Father, you said, ask and you will receive. And I pray for everyone here today, all our loved ones, all our family, and the body of Christ as well. That, Father, we can support one another, help one another, most of all, like Mary. Keep our eyes on your word. And be the doer of the word, Father, because we love you, Father God. We ask you to do a quick work in each and every one of us, our families, our loved ones, and our brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your love towards us every day. Thank you for your faithfulness towards us every day. You have brought us this far, and you are faithful and true to your word. You said you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. And what you have started in each and every one of us, you will complete. And we thank you for that. We give you praise and glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Ruth. Ruth came all the way from Brisbane. She's a very instrumental part of this day. The Lord really told us to bring this lady. She comes and worships with us whenever she's up here.